I greet you in the name of the true and ever-living God, who bless, redeem, and sanctify us. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O God, my rock and my salvation. Would you pray with me, O Lord God? Let my personal growth allow me to expand my knowledge, skills, and relationships with others. It is goal-oriented. It is not something that others require of us, but that we require of ourselves. The outcome is not where we are today, but where you would like us to be 1 year from now or 5 years from now. God, I know that you have begun something great in me, but it's not complete. Let me continue working each day and each year to reach higher. This is my prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. A blessed good morning, my St. Sebastian family, friends of St. Sebastian.
Good morning.
I wrote a sermon. I preached a sermon this morning. And then I listened to the Lord having this wonderful conversation with Moses. And then I go, you know, it does match into my sermon. Because the people of Israel were crying and they were looking for deliverance from God. And God saw in their patience and he said, yes, I will come and deliver to you. I will deliver you. Then I start the beginning of my sermon is about the Chinese bamboo tree. I don't know if you all know the story. Like any plant of growth, the Chinese bamboo tree requires nurturing water, fertile soil, and sunshine. In the first year, we see no visible signs of activity after planting the tree. In the second year, again, no growth above the soil. The third and the fourth year, still nothing. This is when our patience has then become tested and begin to wonder if our efforts of caring, watering will be rewarded. But amazingly, on the fifth year, there is what I call that aha moment. A miracle appears. The Chinese bamboo tree grows 80 feet in just 6 weeks. And if you doubt me, don't Google now because I'm preaching. Google after. You know where the miracle is? The miracle is in the constant watering and caring that allows this substantial growth. In Jesus' parable today on the fig tree, the message of, to each of us, it is important that we do not give up on anyone or anything. Listen to the impatient owner. Because his needs are not met, he's quick to eliminate the tree. See here, for 3 years I have come looking for fruit on this fig tree, and still I find none. Cut it down! And I believe the owner would have spoken such language. This is often the good example of what I call our human frustrations. Our expectations are not what is always God's expectations. Our need for instant gratification sometimes gets in the way of our patience. And who do we know it most? We know it most among our children. We have expectations for them, their abilities. We expect that they should learn and they should be brilliant. Even if we are, we just assume that they should be brilliant. And when it's not happening, we get worried that how others will judge and look at us. So then we find ways to make our children what we want them to be rather than who they are and what God wants them to be. And I know you must have heard the stories of those people who had more than enough and felt it was important to cut corners to give their kids the best schools and put them into the best place. That's what I call rushing the process. They didn't take the effort to nurture and water and give the kids the best opportunity for success. They believe it's their responsibility for the kid's success. Yes, it is. But it's through patience, nurturing, love, and care. That's how you get the best results. You know, there are some kids we consider slow learners. And then later in life, that person turns out to be some great person. And I know each of you could say and remember there's a kid in your school that was always the most troublesome, never seemed to do his homework. And then sometime later in life, you realize he's the CEO of a major company, or he's flying an airplane, and you go, really? Charlie? Silly Charlie? Well, people, there are people in our lives that there's a perfect example. Benjamin Franklin, the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution, was a dropout. Walt Disney, who brought tremendous happiness to our lives, was a dropout. And John D. Rockefeller and his business success made more money than is still living to this day. At some time in their life, someone gave up on them. But the key is to understand that the human will give up on you, but God never gives up on you. Amen. And the wonderful thing, these people were all people of faith and of the Christian faith. Each of us here today knows of someone who became successful men and women. And I am no different. I left school with one more level. And then I would say to myself, how am I going to succeed? Everyone else left with 8 or 9. Did I play the fool in school? Maybe yes. No, I'm in church. Yes, I did. But I guess I had ability. It was just for someone or one teacher in that school who nurtured you and paid that little more attention or saw something in you that others didn't see. It is funny that last night I got a message while I was sitting at home, and there was that one teacher that paid a lot more attention to me, and we are still very good friends today. The flying fish we always have at the Taste of Barbados is, it's pretty much a scarcity in Barbados. People in hotels cannot even get in. And I sent a message to a friend of mine and said, I would like some flying fish. And he sent me a message last night and he says, I dropped off your 50 flying fish from your past PE and games master. And that's the person who paid a lot of attention to me. But in his end statement, he says, boy, the Lord must be on your side. Yes, the Lord is on my side. He's not just on my side, he's on yours also. But what it was that person who even to this day still took time out to say a good word, I give you that motivation to go on. Today I'm your priest. When I went back home to my aunt's funeral, there were over 200 people showed up to the church because they want to really believe that I was a priest. Because as I would say to you, oh, that's Gary, Clifford's son that played the fool all the time. My brothers and sisters, most of you here are older. You are already grown, but someone somewhere in life might have given up a little on you. But God didn't give up on you, and you did not give up on yourself. You saw what the gardener said, and all of us has a gardener somewhere in our life. Sir, let it alone for one more year until I dig around it and put manure on it. That gardener is the person who is always ready to give us another chance. And the key to that chance is just not to leave it alone and hope and pray it will give fruit. The key is to actually work, watering, caring, mentoring. In other words, giving each person the best chance of success. With Jesus, he is always letting us know how important we all are. But it's critical that we pay attention to everyone because in God's eyes, all his children are deserving of grace and love. Paul told the people at Corinth today, God is faithful and he will not let you be tested beyond your strength. He will not let you be tested beyond your strength. He will give you all the abilities you need to be successful. Just trust in him. The parable of the fig tree was at a time when Jesus was, his ministry was like in a whirlwind. He knew his time was coming to the end, and he needed to get as much information over and give us the way that we should live our life, not back then in his ministry, but the same way that we would live our lives today. But the instructions he knew was coming from his Father in heaven. We all know someone in our lives who needs a little more time and requires more love and nurture. I ask of you, do not give up on that person. In the difficult times, all is not lost. Just a little more care, love, and attention that wouldn't help to make it better. Cutting down and giving up must be our last resort. As God continued daily to forgive us, we must be willing to do the same to our brothers and sisters. You remember the story Jesus told us of the shepherd who lost one sheep. He did not go to sleep until he found that sheep. Well, each of us was that sheep at some time in our lives. Yes, dear Mayor, some of you are here, just happened to be brilliant. And the water and the caring, you shut up just the same time. But God, just as he would have given you that blessing right away, it was a blessing for you to lead and bring someone else along. Our journey on this earth is not a journey of alone. It's a journey where you can help a brother. If I can help somebody, my life is worth living. Our colleague today tells us, and it tells us clearly, Almighty God, you know that we have no power in ourselves to help ourselves. Keep us both outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls. Outwardly in our bodies and inwardly in our souls. In other words, it starts with your heart and your love and your care. And any time we are feeling that loss, we think about the fig tree and the watering and the caring of love. We know who loves us, and that's Jesus. And we keep saying daily yes to Jesus because he's our strength and our rock and our salvation. Amen.
Amen.